thought it would come to this. Pounding the pavement for secretarial jobs in a polyester blouse and skirt and detachable pearls. A frozen pigeon. I can hardly contain my rapture.
Cornish hen for our first Thanksgiving together. Thanksgiving?
That's sweet, Pookie.
Yeah, but small. What in the hell are y'all gonna eat?
Nobody invited you to Thanksgiving.
Yo, Wayne residents.
Yo. Yo to you too.
Hey, Miss Gilbert.
How are you?
Well, we haven't seen you since
you upstaged the senator at his very own wedding. Yeah. But as the British said to the American colonists, all is forgiven. How is my baby and where is she? Put her on the phone.
She wants to talk to you. Sweetie, she can't see you. Stop.
Mother?
Oh, darling, how are you?
Shocked. I'm so surprised to hear from you.
You are surprised to hear from your very own mother?
Well, your last words to me were, Whitley who?
Darling, please. Tell me, how is life?
A peachy. Great, great. Big bowl of cherries. Big old bow.
Well, I'm so glad. I want to get a chance to see that big old bow. I'm coming there for Thanksgiving, if that isn't inconvenient.
Oh, you are, Angela.
Well, I knew that it wouldn't be inconvenient, so I'm arriving day after tomorrow, okay? Kiss, 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 darling, and peace out.
Say no. Say no.
No. Peace out. My mother's coming in a few days, and look at me in this pink piece of garbage. We don't have any furniture.
I've got to get a new dress, Dwayne.
No,
please. You know that.
Whitley, what are you talking? Where you go, sweetie? What are you doing?
Oh.
Baby, what are you doing? Whitley! Somebody hit you.
Hi. What do you think?
You need to get rid of her gone with the wind tapes.
No, seriously. My Kimmy can make a dress out of this easily. And we can ask Mrs. Porter for some artwork to put on the barren walls.
No, sweetie, why are you doing this?
We can't let Mama know that I lost my job and that we've been robbed.
Why can't we?
Dwayne, you don't understand. We're about to be visited by a woman whose motto is, the best you can do for the American poor is not be one of them.
I concur with that.
Honey, play up the Kanishiwa consulting bit. Play down that teaching stuff you did.
Whoa, what? Listen, hey, we are not going to play up some We Living on Easy Street show for your mother. Forget about it, okay?
I'm doing this for you, Dwayne. Please understand that.
You know what I understand? I understand you got the spine of a jellyfish. You need to call your mother and tell her that this is your life and she need to deal with it.
Oh, you're right.
I know I'm right.
It's deplorable for me to ask you to lie. I'll do the lying.
It's 1991, over 20,000 refugees have been sent back to Haiti without so much as a hearing.
Right. Preach the knowledge.
Now, our government will tell you that they're just economic refugees, but all of them are subject to torture by the government when they return home.
Oh, y'all, I'm so sorry I'm late, my love. I'm sorry, baby. It's this capital punishment case. I've been working on Professor McNabb. It's taking up all my time.
Honey,
I'm so embarrassed.
The Haitians here, okay?
The Haitians?
Yes. So we'll march from campus to the steps of City Hall around a parade route right
now. I hope we can have some signs reflecting the fact that U.S. policy is in violation of the 1951 UN Covenant, which forbids countries from turning away refugees who risk persecution at home.
Like I was saying, it's important to try to keep this protest peaceful. You don't want to get out of hand.
No justice, no peace. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Brother, you're getting on my nerves.
That feeling is mutual, baby.
Oh, and that wraps up this meeting.
All right, chill. Y'all, 11 a.m., be there.
11
Let's get it busy.
Power to the people, y'all.
Oh, honey, I'm so excited about this protest.
Yeah,
you know, it makes me think about the early days.
Yeah, me and you and a bunch of screaming people.
Yes. Sugar, you want me to hand out some flyers?
Oh, no, that's all right. Lena took care of that already.
Lena?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you know, if you've been in law school and everything, you do not have time for this, so I'm just taking up the slack for you. Small little thing.
Thank you.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
You're doing a great job.
Oh, yeah, 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 we both are.
Yeah.
Yeah, doing a great job.
She's so committed.
Yes, I can see that.
Yeah. I gotta go. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Right. Bye, honey.
No.
I thought he'd never leave.
Don't start me. You're crazy.
No,
you are
I am crazy.
Crazy
about you. Stop avoiding me.
I have a boyfriend.
Face it, Freddie. I want you. And I know you want me. And if you wait too long,
the future
will pass you by.
Charmin, you best get on the move if you're gonna catch that bus to New York.
Oh, well, though I cannot wait to see my mom and daddy, and of course, my beloved lads, I would not dream of leaving here until my work was thoroughly done. As Nana always said, a stitch in time saves nine. There are no small jobs, only workers with small attitudes.
Young lady, you are good, but you got a mouth on you like a buzzsaw.
Thank you. I just took my last midterm, and what? It's time to party. Hey, hey, go, Kimmy.
Kim,
go,
Kim,
go.
Can
go,
I just,
Kimmy.
Kimmy,
go,
Freddy. Listen to me,
go,
listen
Freddy.
To me, Kim.
What?
My life is in shambles. I'm all torn up. I mean, there's Shaza, right? And he's my youth, and he's my past. And there's Ron. I mean, what is Ron? He's a good kisser, and girl, you know about them hands,
yes,
right?
Oh,
you
know. Oh, yes.
Listen, Freddie, just because I'm okay with you and Ron does not mean I want to hear about it, okay?
Oh, bad, bad, insensitive, selfish. I am so wrong. Everything is me.
No, Freddie,
what is wrong with me, Kimmy? What's wrong with me?
God, the doctor is not in.
Good, because I need the seamstress. Here's your fabric, and I need this dress right here on page 22 with the peplum. My mother's coming tomorrow. Can I have this by tomorrow at 10 a.m.?
Oh, no problem. Hey, and while I'm at it, can I multiply some loaves and fishes for you?
Kimmy, I need some bed.
Are you letting the people going?
I hey, you got my business for that.
Wait a minute.
Did a beautiful job.
Hey. Oh, baby, I don't know whether to talk to you or put you on top of one of these lamps.
That's it. I'll steal me a dress.
Stop it, steal a dress. You need to come clean and stop being a one-woman Negro ensemble company. That's what you need to do.
Oh, I'm out of here.
Don't you want to say hi to my mama?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's mama. Oh,
I'm
Rachel.
Good morning, Mr. Wade.
Hey, Miss Porter.
This package just arrived for you. Oh. When the postman handed it to me, I was overcome by the stench of a thousand prunes.
Oh, my goblet.
Yes. Hello, Mrs. Porter.
Are those my curtains?
Oh, no. This dress is from Paris.
I think not.
No, it's kind of nice of Mom to send this, even though she ain't talking to us.
Good old Mother Wine. What's the note say?
Oh, well, you know, hello, how are you? Don't call me. The usual stuff.
She said about Mike. She said about Mike.
She says hi.
Really, what did she say? Let me
no,
see
no,
it.
Sweetie.
Excuse me, could you help me with my packages, please?
Me? Help you with your packages?
Yes.
I think not.
Okay. Mama!
Okay, shh, shh. It's all right.
Clean up.
Okay. Clean up. What are you doing? No, stop. Don't you stop worrying. Everything's gonna be fine.
Happy Thanksgiving. How's my darling? Oh, how's my baby?
Fine, Mama.
Oh, Whitley, what is that dress? It just screams First Communion. And those shoes, I thought I heard the squeak of synthetic soles on parquet. Dwayne. Oh, Cherie.
Cherie, isn't that French for dear?
Oh, darling, you didn't tell me you married such a gifted translator.
Mama. Your outfit.
Well, you know my motto, darling. If you've kept it, flaunt it. Oh, this is the love nest.
Oh. Yeah, this is it.
Oh, the decor. The decor. The decor.
Well, we like to think that less is more.
Oh, what a lovely justification for making do. What in the world is that smell?
Oh, that's my mama's prune cobbler. She just sent it to us.
Oh, that's sweet. How is Olga?
Mama, it's Adele.
Adele. Oh, whatever. Where is the cuisine? It is time to make turkey over. Lovely paneling. Just, I think it should be a tad darker, don't you?
You know, it's really good to have you here, Mrs. Gilbert.
Oh, I know. Dwayne, just call me
Ma.
I must say, Mama, I was very surprised to get your call. I mean, it was so sudden.
Oh, darling, one must change with the times. There is a new wind blowing in my life.
New wind?
I finally found the right course. And you know, when a person finds the right course, you can feel it. It's in everything. It's in the glow of their complexion to the fall of their dress.
Buenos días, brother. How you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah, I meant to see Marion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on in. Have a seat. You must be the driver.
Oh, that's one way of putting it, huh?
No. I thought you were here. Mrs. Ma? May I see you?
Son, I like this place. It's really nice.
Mi amor. Where have you been? Oh, my God. Look at you.
Look at you.
And life was so empty while you were parking the car.
Come on, but I'm here right now. Come on. Use me. Adios, me.
Oh, oops, I forgot. This is my lovely daughter, Whitley.
Oh, how you doing? How are you?
And this is Duane, my son-in-law. Nice. Children, this is my lover, my life, my fiancé, Malik Velasquez.
Well, it's good to meet you officially, man.
You too, bro.
It's your turn, baby.
Fiancé.
Darling, how is our hotel room?
You know, it's overdone, you know, it's like most European. Sit down, baby.
Thank you.
Most European architecture, you know, if it were up to me, it would just be you, me, the moon, and the beach, you know?
And the beach.
The beach, right? The good news is the bed is really small, so you can't get away from me.
What's your name, Malik?
Well, the name Malik celebrates the cultural celebration that is really the Caribbean, where Africa, China, and Europe converge and meld.
Right. My name used to be Bob, you know.
By any name, my darling, he smells so good.
She's the best. She's my Mora. Mi Mora. I got mi Mora.
Mora? Yes, that's Malik's pet name for me. We coined that name after our first tryst when he said to me, "You just make me want Mora and Mora and Mora."
Mother, please. Put your leg down.
Hey, Malik, Bob, can I get you something to drink, man?
Oh, you know, I would love some Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee, please.
Well, we have Folgers. Want Valdez? You might know him.
Let me take this opportunity and correct you, because Folgers is Mrs. Olsen. Isn't that right, cutie pie?
That's right, darling. Don't worry about it, because I brought 2 pounds of your favorite blend. Look at his eyelashes. Do you believe this? I could eat him with a spoon.
It's embarrassing. Come on.
We're going to go make the coffee. Y'all relax right there for a minute.
Okay.
Now, baby, I know this is a big, big shock, but we got to stay calm and roll with these punches.
My mother is in there with a man that calls her Mora. She's growling like Eartha Kitt. She's swiggling like Charo. Oh, I'm very calm. I'm very calm.
Sweetie, I know this dude is young. I mean, in fact, he's really, really young, but that don't mean he's in it for the money. Damn! This coffee costs $20 a pound. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
It starts with the coffee, Duane. And it ends up with sports cars and condominiums. This gigolo has got to go.
No. Whitley, that is not fair. If you throw him out, I'm gonna tell your mother you lost your job.
How could you do that to me, Duane? My husband.
I'm not doing nothing to you. I'm trying to keep you from doing something you'll regret. Okay, this is the 90s. Let your mother get a little some. Come on.
Coffee. How do you like it?
I know how he likes it.
I like it black.
Right. And rich. Here's the plan.
So, Bob, Malik, well, what do you do, man?
Oh, so many things.
No, I think doing means what is my occupation, right? No, and you know, I'm a student of history and music and life, you know, and I'm a poet of love, politics, and reality.
In other words, he's unemployed.
No, that's an Afro-Caribbean aromatic oils and verses, okay?
Oh, you got a little shop?
No, man, I sell it on the street.
Oh, that's where I met this miracle man.
Yeah.
I was coming out of Saks Fifth Avenue. I was laden with packages, mostly for you, Whitley.
What kind of packages?
Oh, darling, 4-ply cashmere sweaters, an Hermes blouse, a Chanel, so all the things that you have stacks and stacks of.
And I was on the corner selling my oils.
Oh, yes, and the smell of musk wafted towards me, and I turned.
And saw me.
And his coal black eyes just burned a hole into my soul. And he said,
I said, Whopper, deliver yourself from the new slavery of shopping.
Oh, okay. It was such a revelation.
What happened to my clothes?
Well, we went to a homeless shelter and we gave them away.
Good for
you.
Yeah, it was so liberating, Whitley. We went back the next day. I gave away most of my furs for blankets. Whitley, darling, I'm thinking of selling the house.
Oh, no, bro. Breathe, honey. Breathe.
Hello. Oh, Mrs. Gilbert.
Oh, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Love that cat suit.
Thank you.
Is this a cousin?
No, man. Not a cousin.
It's a nephew.
No, man, I'm not a nephew.
Ron Johnson, meet Malik Velasquez. This is Mrs. Gilbert's fiance.
Bam! Oh.
That's a bad surprise. How you doing?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Nice to meet you.
I have a bird to flip.
The same thing your mother used to say about me, Whitley. How could you go and be exactly like her?
That is so...
Care. Where are you going? What are you doing?
I'm saving my mother's life.
Hello?
Kimberly.
Sorry, wrong number.
Don't hang up. Listen to me. My mother showed up with this man, and he's awful, horrific. You've got to help me. Please come over for Thanksgiving dinner.
Whitley, I can't.
Thank you. And
Whitley,
wear something provocative.
Are you listening? I said...
What are you hatching?
When my Kimberly shows up, Malik could take one look at her and forget my mom is alive. He'll show himself for the roving canine he really is.
And what's poor Kimmy gonna feel about being used?
Oh, please, Dwayne, that's the basis of any relationship. With girlfriends. Female to female relationships. Kimmy, close your eyes, sister. Prepare to see a friend you haven't seen in a long time. Someone we both missed.
Peace.
Yes, I know, my sister, it's tripping you out. But listen, I was in my room, I was meditating, I found out my problem. I have to redirect the vessel of my soul back to the motherland.
You know, I just wanted to party. That's all I wanted to do.
Kimmy, aren't you glad? I know.
What happened to you?
My king, behold the woman that you fell in love with.
What are you doing after the march?
Whatever you want.
Hello, Lust in the Dust Central. hi, Professor. Yeah? Well, I was just a... Okay. Yes, sir. An hour? Yes. Okay, bye.
Oh, honey. That was my
professor,
and he needs me. I mean, I know the Haitians need me.
It's cool. Sweetie.
Oh, honey, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Listen, I'll try to get there before it's over.
Don't worry,
People United will never be defeated.
No, there's a spiritual grassroots movement that's really taking hold right now in Cuba. It's called the Babalaos. You know,
someone say Babaloo.
No, Babalaos. Qué tonta, la pobre. Qué tonta. They're priests of an Afro-Cuban religion called Santeria. You know, it was created by Yoruba tribes when they came over to work on the sugar plantations, you know?
Oh, he is so informed.
You know, I'm really not surprised at your ignorance, Whitley. I mean, you're a victim of assimilationism, you know?
That's right. She is.
You raised me.
I think you ought to ease up on my wife, man.
Oh, okay,
she may not be the most down person in the world, but she knows who and what she is.
But you can never be too aware, darling.
That's right.
That's why Malik and I are taking a 6-month tour. We're going to Africa and then to the Caribbean.
Wow, Malik, you must be subsidizing this little venture with the profits from the huge sales of your little musk oil bottles.
You please excuse us, everyone. Come with me.
Can I just ask you to lighten up on my wife, okay, babe?
How dare you speak that way to the man I intend to spend the rest of my life with?
Oh, Mama, be serious.
I am. He may not be the person you expected me to end up with, but he is all the man I need.
I don't know how you can say that. He's penniless, he's half your age. His name is Malik, for God's sakes.
I have enough money for both of us, and love doesn't recognize age differences. Come back here. I know.
Guess who's coming to dinner? Ask me in, or do you want my arms to drop off?
Mom, I didn't expect to see you or hear from you till I was divorced.
Well, can I change my mind? Bobby Brown ain't the only one with a prerogative.
And how are you doing, Mother Wayne?
Mother Wayne? Mrs. Thing, I ain't running no convent. Ooh, that sure is a pretty dress you're wearing.
Thank you.
Looks expensive, too. So does this apartment.
Well, you know, Mama Whitley ain't just bringing home the bacon. She's bringing home the whole hog now.
Certainly is a thrill to see you again, Adelaide.
It hasn't been long enough for me either, Mona.
It is Marion.
I know. Chippy, which way to the kitchen? I've got grub to fix.
Right in the...
Oh, no. I've just started marinating my bird.
Well, my God, was already marinating.
My prima mama number two, Mrs. Wayne. What are you doing here?
Hi to you too, Ron.
Oh,
I came to visit my son and feed him.
Oh.
And who are you?
Me, Mrs. Gilbert's fiance, Maliki Velasquez.
How you doing? It's a pleasure to meet you. Placer, de verdad que usted luce de película, ¿sabe? Fantástico, vieja.
Cucaracha to you too, sunshine.
Yes, yes.
Steam heat, honey.
Yes, darling.
How's my diet? You're looking very good today.
Thank you. How's my phantom?
Oh, I'm very good. Yeah.
Listen, we better get busy. Okay. We gotta roast this turkey.
Yes, indeed, Edie.
Oh, my God. These two birds will never fit into that oven.
Oh, how true. Chipmunk, come and take Mona's bird down to the church and donate it.
What are you talking about? This is a Virginia farm-fed turkey.
Oh, that's why it's got that little scrawny chest. Oh, this is a double D cup, honey.
All right, okay, Adelaide, we will not argue. I will not haggle over something so petty. We will make your Dolly Parton turkey, all right?
Ladies, this is a holiday. The more bosoms, the better. No need to argue.
Look, Chippy, nobody's arguing.
Okay,
now, you just go and make a fire in that expensive fireplace.
Well, Ma, I think I should stay here.
I don't mean to fire now.
I'm sorry.
Right now.
Whitley, please, would you get the dough for my pumpkin tart out of the refrigerator?
Pumpkin tart?
Oh, yes, indeed, with a hazelnut crust.
Deep dish pumpkin pie with a Crisco crust.
I know which one I'm gonna be eating.
Neither one. And get out, Ron. This is family.
Oh, yeah, all right, okay. I just come back at chow time.
Maybe I should go too, no?
Yes.
Yes, darling, would you? And take Whitley with you, please.
Okay.
I'm making the filling.
No, darling.
Mom, I always make the filling.
Oh, Whitley, please don't get out of here. What are you doing with that white bread?
Making the stuffing.
What do you mean, make the stuffing? We already have the stuffing. It's chestnuts with fresh oysters. Look at that.
Honey, you put those things in here, and this girl will come back to life and run away. I want nice, spicy sausage. Okay?
You can't use sausage. Malik will not eat swine.
Well, since he's so fine, I'll leave out my spicy sausage if you leave out the Muppety clam.
That's fine. Good. Now, perfect.
Hey, sound like they're doing all right in there.
You can lie for your mother, but you can't lie for your own wife.
You stuff one end, I'll stuff the other.
So, they invited you here?
No, actually, I invited myself. I wanted to see how your little possum was treating my little princess.
Well, I came down to see how your little olive oil was treating my chipmunk.
Have you noticed that he has her wearing bargain basement shoes?
Have you noticed that she ain't cooking and he's hungry?
That's not possible, because my Whitley is an excellent cook.
Well, she ain't much of a homemaker. But as they say, the apple never falls far from the tree, does it?
How true, how true. One should never, never mix golden, delicious apples with common cooking apples.
Well, I guess it's just like mixing oysters with dry bread.
Please.
Ha! What are you doing? Making sure you don't sneak these suckers back in.
Oh! Bye, uppity clam!
I'm going to kill you. Do you realize that those are a delicacy?
Do you realize that they're mush now?
Adelaide, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, shucks, honey. I might not kill you, but I'm going to kill a stupid pumpkin.
Don't you talk. Do not kill you. Get out of here. No,
Eso mismo, caballero. Métele mano. Arriba Haití. Y viva Cuba Libre también, viejo.
No, this protest over the rights of Haitians is getting really big, you know?
Just a bunch of bored students mouthing off. We got a lot of poor black folk right here in America.
Oh, yeah, but come on. I mean, the Haitians fought beside the U.S. during the American Revolution, you know? Frankly, I feel like going down there and marching with the Haitians.
Nobody's stopping you, Che Guevara.
Che Guevara? What are you getting?
You who? I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
Hey, I made some appetizers.
Oh, my goodness. Cheese spread on soda crackers. Adele, you must be exhausted.
You know what, Mona?
What?
There's still some cheese left in this can. And I didn't get the back of your big head.
Mom. Open the door. It must be a guest.
Hi.
Welcome to our happy home. You remember my mama?
Hi.
Oh, it's so wonderful to see you again, Christina.
You remembered my name.
Yes. Hi, darling. I'm Dwayne's mama. You remember you met me at the graduation?
Yes.
She still got them pretty white teeth. Chippy, look at those teeth.
I see
look
them. At them.
And Kimmy, I'd like for you to meet Malik, my mama's fiance.
Damn!
Oh, man. Ay, Dios mío. Dios mío. Oh, oh. I love that Maasai necklace. Oh, my God. It brings out the purity of your features, you know? Well, you know, you bring to mind to me a famous Senghor poem. Naked woman, black woman, garbed in your color, which is like, oh, I like you, yes. Oh, yes.
Malik, you recited the exact same poem to me.
And it fits the both of you.
Oh, really?
And then on Halloween, when we uncovered the cadaver, Spencer had put a dress on the cadaver.
Oh, God,
that was funny. No one tells a cadaver story like my Kimmy.
Yes, yes, dead people is so amusing.
You know, there's something seriously wrong with this world when a woman like yourself is single. Do you know that?
There's something seriously wrong with a Thanksgiving celebration without the proper libation. Malik, why don't we go down and get some wine for dinner? Come.
What now?
Now.
Right now?
Right now.
Your wish is my command, okay?
Mama, Mama, you don't want to go right now. It's a mess out there with the parade and the protest, and wine is fattening.
Darling, today is Thanksgiving, and never mind the calories. Come, Malik.
You're gonna stay, right?
Yes.
Okay. Ciao.
Oh, God.
Show a little more skin. Just a little.
Hey, I got it. Why don't I just take him in the back room and lift my dress over my head?
Could you?
Smiling at that cadaver queen, laughing at everything she says, no matter how dull.
Come on, vieja, por favor. I was just being friendly.
Yes, but you're supposed to be friendly to me.
You know, I don't understand why you want to break them up. You know, I think Dwayne's a nice guy, you know? Frankly, I'm having a philosophical problem with this.
Did you have a philosophical problem accepting the $500 advance I gave you? Because if you want to collect the balance, you'll have to play this part.
Yeah, if Al Pacino didn't get my role in Scarface, I wouldn't have to do the stupid gig, okay?
Yeah, that's true. But right now, you will have to play the Cuban-American gigolo.
Oh, the Cuban... You know what? I really don't, you know?
What are you talking about? Yeah. We made an agreement. Where are you going? If you walk out now, my whole plan is ruined.
Look, frankly, my dear, that's your problem, okay? I'm gonna march with the Haitians. Haití libre, okay? Y Cuba también, vieja.
You can't do this! We have a deal! Where are you going? Please, please, would you come back? Come back!
Right now, release! No justice means no peace!
You know, y'all singing, it's spiritual, it sounds beautiful and everything, but it's annoying, so shut up!
I was on my way from the supermarket, and I saw these kids trying to ruin the float, and I tried to stop them.
And I was merely talking to this man, trying to have a conversation, when I was apprehended unfairly.
Look, Contessa, you're charged with ripping off the arresting officer's badge and his bad toupee. And you, miss, are charged with resisting arrest and assaulting the officer with a frozen sausage roll.
Use a lie, miss thing. That thing was stolen.
Hey, you're both in a lot of trouble and your bail is very high. So relax. It's gonna be a long night, girl.
Oh, no.
You choose.
$500. $500 a piece. So that's $1,000 now. No, no. Okay, well, we got it. No, we gonna get it.
No, I'll be down there as soon as I can, Ma. Yeah, no, I love you too. You'll be all right. Bye-bye.
Where are you gonna get $1,000?
I would do anything to get my mother at the penitentiary.
Hey, baby, sell your mink coat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Almost anything.
Officer, officer, I demand to make another phone call. I will not stay in here with these tramps.
Mona. Why? Listen, child, you don't want to get into any trouble now.
Shut up. Why?
Because you don't know who in here is carrying a knife.
A knife?
Child.
Oh, my God. I will kill that Malik. He's ruined my day, my life, my plan. I paid that man.
Pay? Plan? What are you talking about?
Malik is an actor I hired to show my daughter what it's like to see someone you love with someone you're not overly fond of.
That is low. Snakish, conniving, and downright deceitful. Well, you do have a brain under all that teased hair, don't you?
Yes, sir. Officer, Winifred Brooks, Esquire of Denham and Denham Backstreet and Plaid. I'm here to ensure the release of my client, Mr. Shaza Zulu. Now, I know he was the leader of this protest, but it was his intention that it remain peaceful. He didn't incite a revolt, so I'm going to have to demand that you free him immediately.
Got 50 bucks?
Yeah.
He's all yours.
Cool. Wait, Mrs. Gilbert, what are you guys doing here?
I was arrested in the protest.
All right.
What is taking Dwayne and Whitley so long to get here with $1,000?
$1,000?
Yes.
Well, I'd say Whitley's probably hawking that mink right about now.
Well, why would she do that? Why would she hawk her coat?
Because that flat broke.
Broke?
Yes, you know, their place got robbed, Whitley got fired.
Look, Miss Legal Eagles, you gotta sign this form if you want to get your friend out.
Whitley fired?
Oh, my heavens. We have been lied to and deceived by our own flesh and blood.
Hello. You know what? I told that son of mine, if he married that woman, she would bring him nothing but misery.
You know I told my daughter if she married that man that her life would be ruined.
And you were right, and so was I. But you know what? That doesn't make up for missing my only child's wedding.
That's right. Huh. But you know, it was twice as bad being there.
Please tell me about the ceremony.
Well, the ceremony was lovely. Mm-hmm. The garden was beautiful, with crocuses and orchids everywhere.
Skip the ambiance. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You owe your lawyer 50 bucks, but I'm sure she'll bill you.
My lawyer?
Who's your lawyer to get you out of here? Pretty slick, huh?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, let's go.
I can't go, baby. I gotta stay. I mean, this is for the cause, the struggle, you know? Haiti.
And Lena?
Lena?
Yes. What? I'm not blind.
Wait! Oh, I don't believe you. Uh-oh, so I guess you're gonna say that you were hanging out with one of your professors and not Ron, huh? Ron, honey! I mean, come on. It's cool. I just wondered, when are you going to get around to telling me, you know?
I'm sorry. It's this Ron thing. It's not even happening. You know what's wrong with us, baby? It's law school.
No, it's not coming. Law school, honey. You know what's wrong with us.
But I want to be with you.
Are you sure about that?
Well,
no, I think you're confused about which brother you want to be with. And I'm not going to wait around while you decide, okay?
Wait. You're my first love.
I loved you too. Stay strong. Stay black. Stay in touch.
What is this? The young and the restless, the black, the bold, and the beautiful? I don't know what it is, but I got a turkey to cook, so somebody get us out of here. Freddie, help us out. Somebody. Get us out.
And release Malik Velasquez, too, please.
Why is my mama's mouth taped? This is inhumane treatment.
If you had listened to these two all night, you would have taped their mouths, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mama.
Oh, my mustache.
Oh, baby. Mama, what are you doing?
Okay. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much. The check is in the mail, right?
You're not another penny
check
from me.
What check is in the mail? I don't want it in already.
I never, ever, ever thought you would lie to your mama. Never. Tell me that your wife just don't bring home the bacon. She brings home the whole hog. Hogwash.
Mom, why should I tell you, huh? So you can just turn at me and say, I told you so.
That's one reason.
Why are you so hard on Whitney?
Because, son, I know what you need. And it's not some little uppity, dinky princess who gets to the altar and changes her mind right before the I do's. You see, Chipmunk, you're a first-round draft pick, not second choice.
Well, Ma, Whitley is my first-round pick, okay? And look at me, Ma. Whether you believe it or not, that's my wife.
Okay. But you just wait. You wait till you have a child. Nah. And that one and only child calls you Colette. Look at, nah. And that one and only child calls you Colette. Look at me, Chippy, look at me! And says, hey, Mom, guess what? I just got hitched. See ya. It ain't so cute, Chippy, it ain't so cute. No.
Ma, I would have apologized for that earlier, but you kept hanging up on me. You wouldn't accept any of my calls. What am I supposed to do? And every time I call you, you hang up on me. You just hang up.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, baby, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Don't do it no more.
Never, never.
I can't believe you would pay somebody to play your fiancé, Mama. What did you think that would accomplish?
How else was I going to get you to understand how I was feeling? You could have called me, talked to me, instead of lying.
Lying? Yes, let's talk about lying, young lady. There you stand, jobless and broke and wearing yesterday's tablecloth.
They're dripes.
Drapes, Whitley. I did not raise you to live like this. I mean, I'll be damned if I see you end up in some two-bedroom flat married to some obscure chemistry professor.
He's an engineer, Mama.
Listen to me. I have had a very empty life. But I did one thing that was worthwhile. I had you. And I raised you to live like a princess. Now, can you actually tell me that you are happy living in this little dinky apartment, not knowing where your next designer dress is coming from?
Mama, you and Daddy did raise me to think I was special because I had good looks, because I had lineage, because we had fine antiques. Well, I don't have any antiques now, and nobody here cares where I descended from. All I have is a man that loves me. And that makes me feel like a princess.
Oh, Whitley, when you talk like that, I'm not even sure that you're my baby. Because you're just going too fast for me. You're taking me too fast. I don't even understand you anymore. And I want to. But I just don't, and you have to please be patient with me. You have to help me. You have to help me.
Hi, Mama. Sorry. Oh.
Never, ever again, Chipmunk.
It's okay.
Never,
it's okay,
Mama.
It's okay, Mama. It's okay. It's all right.
I'm sorry, honey. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
That's all right,
okay,
Mama. It's all right.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, I know about y'all, but I am starving. Oh, look like Ron had a good meal.
Well, he didn't clean up all the desserts, Adele. May I offer you one of my pumpkin tarts?
Mona, may I offer you some of my pumpkin pie?
I'd be delighted.
Mmm. Your skinny pie ain't half bad.
This lard crispy thing is scrumptious.
Tell me something. What's in the whipped cream?
That's Grand Marnier liqueur.
Le who?
Liquor, baby, liquor.
Now, that's better. Why didn't you just say so?
I was trying to pronounce it properly.
Not in America, honey.
I tell you what, would you do me a favor?
What's that?
Give me the recipe to that skinny pie? I promise. You can have anything in the world you want.
Marion, happy Thanksgiving.
Adele, happy Thanksgiving.
Time.